Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
All right, let's go around the NFL. We watched all of the football yesterday. All of the football. And I did miss my family immensely. I want to go on record as saying I wish I was at home seeing my kids. But Joe Flacco style, is there anything better than just sitting in a bar for 6 hours without getting up watching football? That's what we did yesterday, collectively. The law firm, us, we had some listeners come through, buddies in Kansas City. So running through the day that was in the NFL, I want to start with that Bears-Ravens game. No Ben Johnson alert needed here. The Ravens pummeling the Bears. They were 6.5-point favorites, and they end up covering in a 2-touchdown win without Lamar Jackson, mind you.
Yeah.
And suddenly, I think we may have buried the Ravens a little too soon. Their demise was exaggerated. They're 2-5. With that Steelers loss to fall to 4-3 on Sunday Night Football, they're still not only alive, but betting favorites in the AFC North right now, Danny.
Because this is where they needed to make some hay. They've got one, you would say, listen, it's the NFL, weird stuff happens. I mean, Baltimore, for goodness sakes, was 1-5. But their upcoming schedule, there's one game where they might not be favored. I think they probably will be. You look at Minnesota. But it's really soft here for about a month. Dolphins, Vikings, Browns, Jets, and then the Bengals, who were, you know, not particularly good, but not atrocious with Joe Flacco and company. We could be looking up, though, real quick at a 5-6, a 6-5 type Ravens team after a handful of weeks, where at 1-5, they looked dead and buried. They needed that one yesterday really, really badly. They got it to a Chicago team. Frankly, it was disappointing. That's a bad loss if you're Chicago, especially the way that it happened. But that was a huge win for Baltimore without Lamar Jackson, with all the consternation surrounding that.
I have a hard time with Caleb Williams at this point. I just don't know what bucket I want to put him in. Every time I feel like the ascension is authentic and, you know, I'm ready to say he'll be a franchise quarterback, you just have to watch him and the number of throws he misses, the number of times he holds the ball and it doesn't work out, or he takes a sack, or, you know, something bad happens, a holding penalty or something when the ball should have been out. He's got a great weapon in Rome Odunze at 7
That's
catches.
That's a bad dude, man.
114 yards for him yesterday, but I just thought Caleb left too much meat on the bone. Maybe the most impressive team in the league yesterday was the Buffalo Bills. We said yesterday would be a very telling game for Buffalo out of a bye week against Carolina, a team with a winning record, because they'd lost consecutive games. And if they're really good, then this is a game they should win convincingly.
Especially with the Chiefs next week, as we're talking about.
But if they're not, then maybe you let Carolina hang around and you've got to, you know, squeak out a victory. They win 40-9.
Dominant.
They led this game by 37 points at one point. James Cook didn't play in the fourth quarter, essentially. 216 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns. Josh Allen didn't have to do anything. This was the easiest lift of all time. He was lifting up a piece of paper off of a desk.
They ran for 245 as a team.
163-1. Yeah, Allen, only 7 of those rushing yards. It was basically James Cook and a little bit of Ray Davis running the football.
Throttle piece. And I actually, you know, out of the bye week, I actually picked Carolina to cover that game in our confidence points. And it went great for me. But because I didn't trust Buffalo. I said maybe they've let this kind of go too far. For the first month of the year, they were winning games, but kind of playing with their food a little bit. Looked like they sort of took their place at the table for granted, especially after a couple losses where they didn't play particularly well. That bye week served them right. They got back, and good heavens, they were dominant on both phases of the ball.
You mentioned it now. Bills Chiefs comes up this coming week. One fantasy note on Carolina. Could be some bad news for a few people. So Chuba Hubbard was the starting running back for the Panthers. It was great last year, and he was really good at the start of this season. He got hurt, and then Rico Dowdle took over. And in the couple of weeks when Chuba Hubbard was out, Rico Dowdle was the NFL's leading rusher. He had like a 200-yard game just about in there. And then he went ham against the Dallas Cowboys as well. Since Chuba Hubbard's been back over the last two games, Danny, there's basically been a timeshare between the two. And yesterday, in fact, 20 carries split between the two. Hubbard got 12 of them and averaged 2.8 a pop, while Rico Dowdle ripped off a 24-yard run and averaged about 7 per carry, but only got 8 attempts. Dave Canales told the media today that after revisiting and looking at everything, he didn't say Dowdle's going to be the guy, but he basically alluded to the fact that they're at their best the way Dowdle was running the ball if he gets more work. And so it sounds like they're going to go back to a heavy Rico Dowdle situation in their backfield, which means this starter who they paid a bunch of money to, Chuba Hubbard, is going to have to get in where he fits in, and they're not going to do this timeshare to the same extent. So if you, like me, have Chuba Hubbard in leagues, you're going to be in a little bit of trouble because they're
boned.
Going back to Rico Dowdle. How about the Jets, man? I don't have a horse in this race. I don't really care that much or know personally a whole lot of people in that organization, but I was very happy to see their reaction yesterday because the amount of work that these guys put in, the hours that these coaches spend in the building, Aaron Glenn probably working, you know, 80 hours a week. Justin Fields, very vulnerably after the game, talked about crying in his closet at some point this week where he was just thinking about the support of his mom and his sister and how, you know, his circle was elevating themselves to try to keep him positive and the people in his life when everyone else was telling him he couldn't do it. He goes out and leads a Jets offense that somehow, I'll never understand this. This is one of those only in the NFL, never bet on this sport if you want to win money thing. They gained 502 yards of offense, the Jets did. A couple weeks after, negative 10 passing yards. And in the game, Justin Fields throws for 244. Breece Hall went off 133 yards and two touchdowns on the ground. They scored 39 points to squeak out a win over the Bengals, who are now 1-3. 1-3, Danny, over the last 3 years when they score 38 points. Can you imagine?
They were up 24-10 in this one, the Bengals were.
And in the fourth quarter, right?
Yeah. Well, late. So in I think 38-24 was the largest lead they got with just under 10 minutes to go, and they found the way to lose that game. This is a bitter loss if you're the Cincinnati Bengals. Because what your plan was working. No one's telling you that Joe Flacco's a long-term answer. Long-term is like a month. But all you were trying to do was tread water. All you're trying to do is stay afloat in this weird division to hold off the Ravens who are nipping at your heels. Just hang around long enough to get your knight in shining armor back and Joe Burrow. And that loss to give the Jets their first win is a killer. Just a killer for them and their playoff chances. Their defense remains atrocious.
So bad. Grant and Danny taking you through the Week 8 action in the NFL from yesterday. The week culminates with Monday Night Football tonight. We're counting you down to the Commanders and the Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium. We'll be at the game this evening as we broadcast live from our Odyssey headquarters here in Kansas City. The Chiefs are the best team in the AFC as of this moment, even though they don't have the best record. One of the clubs they are facing later in the year and they are chasing in the conference is the New England Patriots, who are 6-2. Maybe the best story, Danny.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In the AFC right now, the New England Patriots. Mike Vrabel, man. This guy can coach. He had success in Tennessee. They ran him out of there. Year one, and the culture has already shifted. They feel to me like Dan Quinn's Commanders of a year ago, where they're on a roll, their quarterback's playing at an MVP level, this new coach has come in and waved a wand over the locker room, and everybody's buying in. We know exactly how this goes. We saw it one season ago, and what Drake May's doing is astounding. He had the best performance against a Jim Schwartz-led Browns defense since Schwartz got there as their DC like 3 years ago. That was a top-five defense in the NFL. May shredded yesterday. 282 yards, three touchdowns and a pick, 18 of 24 passing, ran for 50 yards as well. How many quarterbacks in the NFL have been better than Drake May this season?
It's a short list. I mean, Myles Garrett had five sacks in the game. Five. He had five sacks in this game. 10 for the year.
And they lost by 19.
And they got smoked. They were up 7-3 at one point, and then they weren't. Then they were down 33-7, whatever it was. Could have been a lot more. 30-7, excuse me. But the Patriots, I keep hammering this. They have a pretty soft schedule, including the Cleveland Browns. They're just racking up wins, and it's all kind of breaking in their general direction. That huge win against Buffalo a few weeks ago is really going to loom large for them to kind of put their stamp and how valid it is. But this is the guy I wanted in terms of Mike Vrabel. I have never understood how anybody could sort of look past him as an excellent coach. He lost a couple of ego battles to people that are no longer employed in Tennessee, by the way. How's that working out for you? Looking for your, what is it, second or third coach since he's been fired? Good call. Everyone's doing a great job down there, sweetie. But Vrabel is awesome at this. And they made a couple of shrewd acquisitions. Nobody that's a headliner, right? Nobody's telling you that they've got the most talented this or that. And, you know, they got this running back committee thing. And Trevion Henderson was pretty good yesterday, minus a fumble. But defensively, they've tightened things up a little bit, caused some turnovers, get after the quarterback decently. Everybody's kind of old school New England doing their job, and they got something at quarterback. It is a blast to watch, man.
Last game in the 1 o'clock window to bring up real quick is the Eagles. They beat the Giants 38-20. New York held serve for a little while in this game, and it was close. There was one inexplicably terrible play, just call, where on a fourth and short for the Eagles, on a tush push, they have Jalen Hurts diving off the left side. He's on top of a pile of bodies. And, I mean, the moment he crossed the line extending his arms on top of a pile, clearly not anywhere near the ground, Brian Burns rips the ball out of his hands and takes it and rolls onto the ground for the Giants. It's first and 10 New York, no doubt about it. Reminded me of almost like a hockey goal where you blew the whistle way too fast and the puck was never covered. And it was so clear to everyone who watched that it was a goal, but nothing could be done. They ruled Jalen Hurts down. I don't know how. I don't know why. They basically said they blew the whistle. I still never heard it when we went back and watched the replay, but that's doesn't even matter if they blew the whistle. They shouldn't have. It was
so
a joke.
Bad.
But they clearly can't officiate this play. So I have not been the biggest proponent of getting rid of this play. I've been like, whatever. Nobody can stop it, so everybody's mad about it. They run it better than everyone else. It's actually not an impossible play to stop. The bottom line is they cannot officiate it. They can't officiate the false starts. They can't officiate clearly if he fumbles or not, if he's laying on someone, if he's down, if he isn't. That was the easiest call ever, obvious takeaway, and you screwed up again. So you don't get to keep screwing up. This play has to go away if you cannot officiate it. And you've proven you cannot officiate it. It was a turning point in the game early on. But regardless, the Eagles were just way better. In the game, Jalen Hurts threw for four touchdowns, two to Dallas Goedert, one to Jahan Dotson, old friend, a 40-yard catch, his only catch of the game, and then a touchdown catch by Saquon Barkley as well. He went for 24 as a receiver and 150 as a back. When he sees the Giants, his eyes light up.
Yeah, he feels good about himself. That was a turning point in the game. The Eagles were better in that one, to your point, so they probably win the game anyway, but would have loved to have seen it had that call been made correctly, et cetera, because you mentioned it, the Eagles scored a couple of plays later on that touchdown pass to Saquon Barkley. Who knows if the Giants get the football back? Scataboo injured in a gruesome fashion, by the way. Horrible to watch. That was disgusting and awful and terrible. Feel for the dude.
He's done for the season.
Yeah, without question. That was a horrendous injury. You just can't. I hate seeing that for anybody. let alone a guy that kind of had the town on fire there a little bit. But yeah, I mean, I've long been a proponent of getting rid of it. I hate it so much. It's so easy to feel like you're giving them the satisfaction. I don't care about that. I don't care about Jimmy from South Philly, you know, Colin from the Schuylkill River. I don't care about that guy yelling. It sucks. It's the dumbest thing in the world. It's not a football play. And you said it. They can't get it right. Talking about people officiating it, whether it's the false start, the guy goes too early, or what's happening in the pile, et cetera. To me, this is something that needs to be legislated out. It's everything from not aesthetically pleasing to, I think, a violation of rules more than half the time. And nobody can call it right. And so it's not a matter of you can't stop it. Again, the quarterback sneak is wildly effective, especially with a dude that's that big and strong like Jalen Hurts is. They'll be fine if you just spread people out and sneak with a dude that squats 1 million pounds. I bet you get a couple first downs here and there. You paid Saquon Barkley. You got the best offensive line in the sport. You just QB sneak like the rest of us, please, and you'll do great.
Yeah, instead of 96% successful, it'll be 83% successful, and that's going to have to be okay.
I bet you everything will be okay.
We'll just keep it moving. I mean, if they could officiate it, that'd be one thing. They have proven that they can't, and it becomes more and more that way every single week. By the way, one thing I wanted to acknowledge was, I don't know if you saw this, but last week when they played the Vikings, Brian Flores cooked up a plan. Did you see where he had a guy, like a D-tackle, some big dude, lay, and I mean this, on his stomach, lay directly in front of the center? That was how they lined up normal, but then right in front of the defensive tackles with their hand in the dirt, onside, correctly, was a guy who was laying on his stomach with his back to the Eagles, so that when the center did the thing where he like digs his head into the ground, he was literally just spearing a guy right in the back, but he couldn't get lower because someone's literally laying right underneath of him on the ground. That's what the Vikings cooked up.
So the guy's basically in a, like, he's about to do a leg press facing the opposite direction, or facing the same way as the offense.
No, he's laying on his stomach.
Yeah.
So his like rib cage is next to the football, and you're going to be spearing him basically in the side.
Right in the side?
Yeah.
So he's laying down like, oh my God.
I just love the, I can't believe you didn't see this. I just love the idea of the meeting where Brian Flores goes in and he goes,
here's what we're going
to
do.
Listen, I need, who wants to volunteer? And he's just like, look, he's like, someone's going to lay directly in front of the center, and he's going to spear you right in the kidney. And you're just going to have to lay there and make sure he doesn't get underneath you.
Basically. Oh, okay, coach.
Happy to do it, coach. I'm your guy.
You know, I haven't speared in the side in a while. Can I do it?
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.